Welcome to episode 5 of John Rossi, the podcast. I'm your host, JR, and today I'd like to talk about crying as a second language. I'm a Virgo, and one of the worst things a Virgo can experience is overstimulation in large crowds. One night, I was having dinner with friends in downtown Toronto in a historic Victorian restaurant called The Mansion. Our table was directly in the middle of a cozy dining room where I overheard my neighbor's conversation. One of the people seated at the table said, "I feel like crying should be recognized as a second language." The moment I heard that, I asked the waiter to bring me a piece of paper so I could write it down. That was 13 years ago. Since then, I've been pondering how crying is translated in everyday society and by all of us as interpreters. When I say interpreters, I mean mothers, spouses, and friends. Just think about this. There are 6,500 different languages that are spoken in the world, but there is only one that everyone can speak and surely without a doubt understand. And the most amazing thing about this language is that it has no words. I saw a commercial where a mother and father were asleep, and the mother is awakened by the sound of one of her children crying. She's transfixed for a few seconds trying to decipher which child needs her. Her husband rolls over and says, "Sounds like Skylar had a bad dream, honey." And the mother replies, "No, that's Scott, and it sounds like he has a stomach ache." The fact is, any parent can tell you that they've cracked the code of whimpers, wailing, sobs, and sniffles, because they all have a distinctive tone and gutturalness. I'm not sure if gutturalness is a word, but that's what I'm going to use. It's got a gutturalness to it. One says, "I'm hungry." Another says, "I just want a hug. I need a nap. I'm hungry." Or, "I'm really scared." Furthermore, any one of us that's involved in an intimate relationship has cracked the code that helps us to intervene appropriately when it comes to the language of tears. We know the difference between "I'm sad," "disappointed," "happy," or "sad," just by the tone or volume of the aforementioned. And at the end of the day, crying really is a second language. And basically, I would want to encourage all of us to learn to speak it. This is JR, and this is John Rossi, the podcast, where we tell stories to inspire better lives. I'd really love to hear more insight on what you think about what I've just discussed. So please leave a voicemail. And I look forward to sharing with you soon.